Good morning. Welcome back. Tuesday, October 13th. Beautiful day. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom. Thanks for checking it out. Hope all is going well. I'm kind of arguing a little bit this morning. I'm not arguing with me, but Carlos keeps sending me these things. He sends me this. It's a, basically, somebody drew it on a whiteboard. It says, can you spend your time alone redigesting past regrets, or can you come to terms and realize you're the only one who can forgive yourself? Makes much more sense to live in the present tense. And then, so those are lyrics from a Pearl Jam song. And he wrote, clearly about addiction, LOL. Because we had talked about the fact that we were listening, we do a Pearl Jam podcast and we were listening to it. And I'm like, that's a lot of these songs remind me of like shit people would say that are sober or coming or struggling with addiction. And of course they're not, you know, but it's still, you know, it's still relevant, you know, just because, I mean, that's great advice. You should live in the present tense. Everybody should, right? But if you don't struggle with alcohol or food or sex or money, then, you know, living in the present tense, the future, the past, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you might not be comfortable or you may get upset or whatever, feel a little funky, but, you know, it's not going to make you go have a drink. And that's what really, you know, addressing things like that, understanding things like that, you know, it isn't about being an addiction. It's about reverting back to being in our addiction. That's what it's about. You know, I don't have a drinking problem today. I don't drink today. I don't have a marijuana problem today. I don't have a speed problem today. I don't have any problems today. Because I don't choose to do that today. But if I don't understand how, for a guy like me who doesn't live in the moment, but who lives in the future, shit that I have no understanding about, and people that live in the past, you know, in regret, shame, and don't figure out how to clean that shit up, you know, you might wake up one day and that voice may show up and says, listen, man, you deserve a drink. And, you know, that's what we're trying to avoid. That's the whole point. So when he laughs out loud, LOLs me about the fact that I think that everything is about addiction or the struggle, yeah, he may not understand. But when you're a person like me, you realize that that is the key. You know, stay in the moment. Shit gets too big. Good morning. So, I mean, redefining happiness, redefining addiction. You know, what's addiction, right? What is the problem with an addiction? the problem that it causes you, the struggle. But what happens if you're addicted to something that doesn't wreck your life on a daily basis? Right? What happens if you're addicted to something that doesn't get you put in jail? Maybe you work too much. Maybe you're obsessed with success. Maybe you're obsessed with money. Maybe you hide under the umbrella of success and money to avoid other responsibilities. Right? But that doesn't get you put in jail. So that's not an addiction, right? That's not a problem. I mean, my problem was is that when I drank, I drove the car and I crashed. I got DUIs. I was a total asshole. If I still drank alcohol, sat on the couch and watched SportsCenter and didn't move, I probably wouldn't be sober today. I didn't get sober because I didn't love drinking. I didn't get sober because I didn't love having all that fun. I got sober because of the negative sides of that behavior. But if there's not many negative sides or the negative sides don't bother too many people, some people just continue doing what they do. But this is the kind of stuff, regardless of what the problem is, you know, even if you don't drink or maybe you, whatever it is that we do, we all have an issue. We all have issues. Some are just more annoying than others. But this is the kind of stuff that could save whether you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, obsessed with money, obsessed with weight, food, whatever it is. These are the kind of things, this kind of living, you know, living in the present tense, in the moment. Because we're safe in the moment. Right here, right now, I'm good. If I start to think about the next 10 minutes, or if I start to think about in the next hour, like I have to be to work at 10, if I go out to 10, it's 9 o'clock right now, 9:09. If I start thinking about my first client at 10, I start to feel a little bit of anxiety. A little bit. And listen, we can handle things. I mean, it's not like we can't handle it. It's fine. But if we start thinking about like tomorrow, like am I going to have any clients? Without even looking at my book, do I have clients tomorrow? What happens if I don't? Am I not making any money? Boom, I'm one day out now. I'm 24 hours. It's 9:09 tomorrow, and I'm thinking about clients, whether I have them or not. It's not safe for me. I mean, that could affect anybody. Addict, drunk, whatever. I mean, my father is a great example. My father doesn't drink. My father does not do drugs. My father does, you know, he's had a great career. He's done okay as far as financially. I mean, he's definitely not rich, but he's doing all right. But my father does not live in the present tense. My father has had no problems in his life where he's ever had to look at or think about like a program like this. Because what? A 12-step program? That's only for drug alcoholics and drug addicts, right? I mean, what a gift, right? The 12 steps of something. You know, if you've had something in your life that's forced you to take a look at it, maybe through a 12-step program, and you found some success, oh my God, what a gift. But my dad doesn't have any problems. My dad has no problems other than things not going his way. You know, he's with my mother or with a will or with his car. You know, he got scammed on a computer. I mean, he's got a lot of issues going on right now. But he does not understand about the moment. You know, he is consumed by the past and he's consumed by the future. He doesn't live in the moment. Why should he? He didn't have any problems. But when you talk to him, when you listen to him, you can hear the sadness and the anger and the resentments and the shit that's fueling this, you know, negative place in his heart because he's not in the moment. But for a guy like me who starts getting overwhelmed by that shit, I say, listen, bro, pump the brakes a second. Let's stay in the moment now where we're safe. Let's think this through. You know, let's do an inventory on it. You know, where's my part as far as, you know, using a higher power? What part do I play in this? Am I turning this over? You know, am I looking at the whole picture? You know, like, for example, when I start thinking about clients tomorrow at 9 o'clock and wondering if I'm going to have any, I say, well, listen, you've had this salon for 10 years, right? The good times and the bad, here you are. You've managed to pull it through. Why is tomorrow going to be any differently? You know, I start building my case. Do you drink? No. Do you do drugs? No. Are you breaking the law? No. Are you actively behaving in a way that would be looked down upon by your sponsor? Absolutely not. Are you turning it over to God? Absolutely. Are you praying about it? Totally. You should be fine. Okay. But my dad doesn't do that. My dad's never had to use a 12-step program. He's never, and you know, I've said this to other people, that, you know, 12 steps of AA or 12 steps of NA or any program, you know, it's really about living, managing our sanity, or at least it is for me. I haven't had a drink for many years, and I turn to that program on a daily basis, maybe on an hourly basis. Or maybe not. You know, there's days I kind of suffer through, grind in a way. I still fall into that poor me. It's tough. So when my buddy laughs and says, you know, because it, you know, there's several songs, Pearl Jam songs, where they talk about, you know, don't go, you know, stay out of your head, don't climb the stairs into that room alone, you know. Don't go into your head by yourself. You know, it's all those AA kind of that programmy kind of talk. And so when someone talks about it in a song, I automatically think, oh, that's program. Either they're smart, it's just a hot topic, or, you know, maybe they're using programmy stuff in their life, but it isn't maybe for drugs or alcohol. Maybe it's just for some peace. You know, I wish my dad could use a 12-step program and just to find some serenity. But it's hard when you're dealing with a problem that it's really hard to see. My dad's great at dealing with, you know, that car is wrecked. Let's fix it. You have no money. Let me fix that with money. But to say, yeah, I'm just full of fear right now because I'm living in the future and I'm not taking any, you know, evidence that the reality is that I should be just fine. I'm out there in the future. And my dad, he loves the past. He loves to bring up the past, and you can see it aggravate him. I'm like, Dad, I was 15 years old. 37 years ago, and you want to talk about that story when I used to go to school. He loves to bring that up. I mean, 37 years ago. He loves to talk about that, and then you can see it, and he's like, I just can't talk about that stuff. I'm like, well, you brought it up, and you love to. I mean, why do you aggravate yourself? It's brutal. It doesn't do anybody any good. How's your sobriety? How's everybody doing out there? Like I said, I did a podcast yesterday. I just wasn't into it. It was up in my head, you know. I listened to a podcast that I had done the other day. It sounded like I was telling people what to do. I'm not. Please don't, you know. I really just want to share what I've done or what I'm doing. I'm trying not. I don't want to tell people what to do. It's your journey. There's nothing to do. You know? I guess the point of this podcast, and I have to remind myself, is that, you know, just because you got sober, it's still a lot of damn work. And if you've gotten sober and you're not doing a lot of damn work and you're feeling uncomfortable or upset or bummed out, I'll tell you, for me, what I've had to do to try to fix that. And it's pretty basic, simple. Meetings, sponsorship, helping others, getting involved. Helping others and getting involved. Basically, struggling. What's the word I'm looking for? Suffering? To suffer? It has been a couple of seriously rainy days. It has been, before the other day, someone was like, oh, it's supposed to rain for the next 2 days inside. I was like, yes. Part of me likes the doom and gloom of it. It's like, yes, rain. Because you know what that tells me? You don't have to do anything. You can lay on the couch and watch TV. Do you do that? Does anybody out there do that? Fantasize about laying on the couch? Is that like a safe? Does anybody have a safe place that they fantasize about? You know, like if I could just get out of my job right now, I'd just go home and just get on the couch. And yesterday, it's been raining for freaking 2 days. It finally stopped. It's just cloudy. But yesterday I was like, oh, I just want to lay on the couch. And I laid down on the couch. And then the whole time I'm like, God, this is, I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't tired. I was trying to put myself in this weird safe space. And I was like, I don't really need it. It's like when I used to get drunk on last call. And I used to have extra, you know, last call, I need two. Give me two. Like, I can't even drink them all, but I had to have them. Give it to me. You know, I look back and when did I become an addict or when did I start seeing the addictive behavior in me? And, you know, I remember, to me, it was when I was eating pizza not the first time eating pizza, but I remember going to a pizza party and when I lived in Albuquerque, and all I could do as soon as the pizza hit the table was find the biggest piece, want it, and then already pick out my second piece before I had even taken a bite of the first piece. I couldn't. One was not enough. And I would obsess about it. Like, okay, you know, when you're eating, but you got that eye on that other piece, you're like. That was a sign to me that it was going to be a rough one for me. When it came to drinking, the same thing. You know, drinking was the same way. Drugs. Definitely drinking. You know, when I'd gotten sober the first time, I'd been given the gift. It's weird that that obsession was taken away from me, right? And you hear about it. The obsession was taken away. But when I picked that drink back up, the obsession came back and I couldn't shut it off. It's like shame and guilt had to reach in, flip the switch. And then if I was stupid enough to go flip the switch back over, then good luck. But it was the same thing with, I felt that same obsession when I was younger eating pizza. I hadn't even taken a bite and I was already looking for my second piece. Luckily, I don't stress about food today like I used to. But I'm sure, you know, it could come back. It happens with sugar, though. I can tell you that. I don't want to confuse food with sugar because they're not really the same. It's the sugar. We were talking about it last night with my kids. I was like, you know, I remember the time I ate 14 chocolate chip cookies in the middle of the night. And I woke up so full of shame and guilt. My stomach just sick. I couldn't stop. I cannot stop. I had that first cookie and it was on. And I basically got drunk on cookies. Woke up the next morning, same kind of deal, you know. I wasn't coming to. I was definitely waking up, but I was full of cookies and I felt bad about it. Same kind of thing. Cookies don't get us put in jail, though. All right, let me read something. You know, thanks for bearing with me on this one. These podcasts, man, it's my addiction. You know, when I sit down and I start to try to share a podcast and I can't, That's my addiction telling me, nah, zip it. And that's the, you know, weak little me going, okay, fine. I won't do it. I got you. But not today. Getting it through. Putting it out there. I need these meetings. All right, where are we? Okay, daily reflections. There we go. Let's see if I'm somehow lined up with the daily reflection today. It happens sometimes. October 13, unremitting inventories. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. The immediate admission of wrong, thoughts of action is a tough task for most human beings. But for recovering alcoholics like me, it is difficult because of my propensity towards ego, fear, and pride. The Freedom of AA program offers me becomes more, wait a minute, the Freedom of AA program offers me, it's always been the challenge of reading this shit, is some of this stuff is so weird. The Freedom of AA, becomes more abundant when, through unremitting inventories of myself, I admit, acknowledge, and accept. It's all three words of surrender, right? Those are all three words that mean the same thing. I admit, surrendering. I acknowledge, surrendering. And I accept, surrendering, responsibility for my wrongdoing. It is possible, then, for me to grow into a deeper and better understanding of humility. My willingness to admit when the fault is mine facilitates the progression of my growth and helps me become more understanding and helpful to the others. Well, that's the same thing. I mean, it's self-centered asshole is a deficiency in humility. That label could fucking go on a lot of people. That's the problem. Self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. Self-centered asshole. When you're self-centered, you're an asshole. Don't think you're not. You're an asshole. Maybe not in your eyes, but to everybody that deals with a self-centered person, they come off as an asshole. That's how I come off. Self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. Humility meaning, am I helping others? Am I inconveniencing myself? Does this suck? You know, to do this podcast is an inconvenience. You know, it's a pain. I love it. And it's not a pain to come drive here, sit down in this chair, but what's an inconvenience is to try to put out something that makes some sort of sense. I'm not a podcaster. I'm a hairdresser. I'm not a radio talent. I'm a ex-drug addict. I'm not an actor or do plays. I don't have that kind of talent. I'm just putting out there my thoughts. And it's a challenge. It's an inconvenience. Because I'm not very good at it, but I try to do my best to just share my story. I think that the problem really is trying to explain to a person that doesn't have an addiction how this works in life. You know, trying to explain this to my dad. He didn't even know, what does humility mean? I mean, there's three H words, right? There's humility, humiliation, and humiliate. You know, humiliate. Humility, Humiliation? I mean, they're all three different words, right? Three different, absolutely three different things. To humiliate or to be humiliated. And then to find some humility. You can't talk about humility. That's ego. You know, I was thinking about, Well, it's all, you know, that's a great reading. For a big, giant, complicated problem that we all struggle with, it's very, 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 very simple. Very simple. Desire. Desire is the key. Do you want to be sober? Do you want to be present? Do you want to be of service? Do you want to have serenity, peace? There are steps that we must take. And, you know, hopefully we're taking them. Hopefully we're doing it. Have a great day. Thanks for bearing with me on this one. I had to kick the door open and try to work my way back in. Hope everyone has a great day. Bye.
Have you ideas on how this life ends? Checked your hands and studied the line. Have you the belief that the road ahead ascends off into the light? Seems that needlessly it's getting harder.